Okay, Nai Ravi. We're in the first of the Hagdomas. It's made up of seven parts. These seven parts, these five Hagdomas, you have to be said. You have to have this clear. The first of the Hagdomas is made up of seven parts, and those are the seven aspects, attributes we saw before of a person that you need to, that this person needs to have these attributes in order for you to have the Tochet Sholem in them. And as we said, the only entity that you'll find these seven attributes in a Kodesh Bokh could be going to these attributes, because these things you have to get clear. Each one of these is a voida. Each one of these is a world of a voida, but this is what you have to work on. A little bit by little bit, we drop water on a stone and slowly, slowly we get there. Now, you already pointed out here in the Pesachim Lev, Tnai Revi, in the previous listing, in Perek Beis, when we listed these things, this was Tnai Sheni. I warned you right in the beginning, you're going to see changes here. And it's not just because, whatever, he didn't, you know, he's not that bothered with Seder. There's a Rishon. If you change the reason, there's a reason for this. And the second one he brings was 4 year. And also the fifth one we'll see is number 7 year. And he says like this, V'ein kol kavona o mashmois miyucheres b'shinu seders there. V'bamam p'nelef el kosra v'ein mukta mocha b'dvarim eilu. So they said there's nothing significant in that. Well, I'm looking at the footnote number chav tes. I find that difficult to live with. But what can I do? I'm not going to argue with the greats that came before me, including the Bobas. They say that there's no mashmois in the same. And Niki Baltimar Shuacher, well, at least you can sleep at night knowing that there's big, big people that said that there's no particular significance to the order. In the change of order, yeah.
We just studied the ritual.
Great, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't settle nicely with me, but it helps you to just get to sleep at night. That's fast. No, these are not small people. These are the major mafoshim of the famous of the world. And that's what he says. In these things, there's no, I don't make any say that it doesn't can be called. It means the order in which you work, what does it mean for us practically? In the Etzem Limud, maybe you'll have to go find why there's differences in there. But in the Etzem Avoida, which is what I think he's referring to, there's no difference. You can work on these at different, no order to how you work and internalize these ideas. Okay, let's not make too much of a deal out of it. Our job is to understand each one as much as we can.
Sorry, that's that. We can put that to that. And there's no order necessarily.
According to the Marple and Nefesh, I'll argue. I'm saying he brings that in the Pitzchei Leib in the footnotes at the bottom. That V'ein kol kavana or mashmois miyuchedes b'shinu seder. You don't have to go looking for kavanas and the insights and whatever, even the change of seder, because ein mukdam ha'mo'ocha b'dvarim ha'ele. There's no pre and post in these subjects. Fine. So you can go to sleep at night. Running in the background, I still have a sense that the order is significant. Well, in our practical lives, it makes no difference. You have to understand and internalize each one of these together, on their own. Tnai Revi, Shabbos Baruch Mashgiach al Hanhogos Kol Bnei Adam. V'lo Masiach Es Daito Mehem V'lo Mis'ale Mehem. It's a hard one to live with. It's okay when it's everybody else. But when it's me, it's a tzat kashe to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in your life and he's thinking about you and he's watching you and he's nothing hidden from you from him any second of the day. What you're thinking, what you're saying, what you get, kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got in front of him all the time. Okay? So that's nice when you think about everybody else. But when it's about me, that I'm being watched all the time, start disturbing. So really, he's only watching you, Baruch. Not really. It doesn't apply to me. That's it. It applies to everybody else.
That's right. Then you're watching God and happy.
This has got nothing to do with me. This is all about you. Well, you know, not me. No, different this is generation. Very disturbing. Very disturbing. She says, Shem Negdi Tommy, this is it. There's nothing. Yep. Okay. We mentioned this the other day, that there's nothing too small for Hashem. Yeah, the big things I understand. The universal, you know, the black holes and whatever, for sure. But my little ingrown toenail, no, that as well. When Hashem's bothered with your problems, he doesn't have to stop thinking about my problems. Hashem's a bit busy now to deal with me because, you know, somebody, there's a crisis going on and he's dealing over there. He can't deal yet. No, you have equal focus and attention on everything. No matter what's going on, you know, he's busy dealing with the war in the Ukraine. He can deal with my ingrown toenail exactly with the same amount of attention. Lord, should we have no understanding of this? Why does Yaakov say and the Dabe Yisrael, whatever, Lo Yidava Koresham, my ways are hidden from Hashem, and Elokei Mishpatei Yavo, Alo Yedati Im Lo Shamati Elokei Olam Hashem Boirek Tzeis Haritz Lo Yeif V'Lo Yigye V'Ein Chekel Tfunosoi. The bottom line is there's no understanding. His understanding is beyond our comprehension. He can keep his eye on everything, every little flea, every little molecule that makes up every flea, involved in the biggest things or whatever, and it's kulu, full attention. Not because he's thinking about this, yeah, so he's thinking about you, but less or more. Everything's in front of him, fully, fully focused and engaged in everything, all the time. That's the Rabbeinu Sholem, and that you have to internalize. That's clear. Why is that important? Because I'm going to have betochen in Hashem, I need to know that he's got every aspect and every angle covered. Tell him to come to the shield and he'll know where we are in the shield. So we're in the Shin Chof Tes. About to start tonight Chamishi, but before we finish, let's first finish Tanai Revi. Why is that important for Betochen? Because I may think that this little problem I'm having, Hashem's so busy with other things, so maybe he can't give me all the attention I need right now. You know, there's a lot going on in the world. He's a busy man, and my little problem, you know, might take a while to get onto his desk. You know, he has a roster. No, these are the seven things you need to internalize about the way Hashem works in order for you to have full betochen. So why not having this would interfere with your betochen? Why is it important to know this? Yeah, that's for sure. But we're dealing with the practical aspects of that limitless that relates to my relationship with him.
And even though when you pray, we can do it much better.
Even though, you know, I'm about to guess. So why is it important to know that? Because you might think that for a minute, Hashem sort of took his attention off you. That little problem I had sort of slipped through the cracks.
Not necessarily.
Not only that, just whatever. This thing's just whatever. Hashem, you know, he's not fully engaged, fully all the time, fully engaged in every aspect and fact and facet of my problems. No, there's nothing hidden. It's all there, and he's much beer on all of it. Because if you don't have that, then there's going to be chinks in your betochen arm.
Me. I mean, it might have to do with me.
Because you caused it. Then that's another story. We're talking about the way Hashem deals with you. While he's busy here, he hasn't forgotten about your ingrown toenail. Even if the world wasn't created for you, he couldn't take his mind off everything, because if he take his mind off something, it would cease to exist. Before you even get to Bishvili Nivra Oilam, this has to be in place. This is in place because of Hashem's infinite, untold, Utfanosa and Cheker. We can't understand his understanding.
Doing it the other way around?
Whatever works for you, but that's not the Noseya. That's not the Noseya. That's not the Noseya. We don't understand Bishvili Nivra Oilam, so you make it even more complicated now. It's easier to just work with the fact that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is involved in every aspect of my life all the time, in every aspect of everyone, everything. He's focused. That's another subject. That's not our subject. We don't push him to us now.
You load my shoulders.
So you have to deal with that. That's another subject. I'm not dealing with that. That's not a subject. Achshav. Ein kan mokam lari. That's another story. It's the first Rashi in Chumash. I'll learn the first Rashi in Chumash, and then you'll get a sense of where we're headed here. That's all we're talking about now. We're talking about the fact that Hashem has got every aspect of the Bria, from the smallest subatomic particle to the greatest universes or whatever. He's fully engaged and knowledgeable and mashgiching everything all at the same time without him having to take his attention off one thing to deal with another. Yesh lo maspik ram for everything. RAM, you know what that is? Okay. Random access memory. Yeah, he has enough RAM. When you're opening up 14 apps, the computer starts running slow. Hashem doesn't have that problem. He can open up infinite billions and billions and billions of programs and all run just as fast as I did when there was one running. No, it's all there. And you have to know that, because if you don't know that, then you're going to think that you're having a betochen in somebody who hasn't got every aspect of every aspect of the beer covered. I think somebody might be taking very well care of you, but he can't control the atom bomb flying in from Iran. So very good, you know, I'm safe from the burglars. I need to know Hashem's got everything covered. Okay. Atanai Chamishi. Sheyamit. This is our avoider. We have to have imuna. She'af echad me'abruim ein b'yod lo la'oil v'lo la'hazik. Lo la'atzmoy v'lo la'achayrim ki im b'rushus ha'boyri yisborach. Those five words are a major sugya, which I'm going to, you have to read about text of sugya on Bechiria. Well, you have to have imuna that there's nothing in the world that has the ability to help you or hurt you, not themselves, not you, without the reshus of the boyer. That means the boyer may give somebody reshus to do something to you, but it has to get permission from Hashem first. It means whatever's happening to you, whatever anybody else is doing, good or bad, is bereshus haboyer. Reshus haboyer. Hashem has authorized this. When he's authorized, it must be for the good, because Hashem wouldn't let anything happen to me. That's not for the good. We'll see, it's not so poshut. After that, you have to learn Rabbi Tetz's, you have to open Rabbi Tetz's book on Bechira and go through the sugya about how your Bechira can impact on other people. Okay, that's not our subject now. But before you even get there, you need to know, at least you need Hashem's permission. Take an example of a slave who has a few masters. He was born in partnership. A syndicate bought him. A syndicated slave. Got it? Im kol echad mehem yoichel oilo b'mid ha'shovem. If all of them can help him equally, az yevshel lo liptoch rachach echad mehem. Yevshel lo liptoch rak al echad mehem mipnei shu metzapeh la'afik toeles mikol echad mehem. He can't have a tochen in any of them, really, because he's waiting to get something from all of them. Therefore, he has to be talking on all of them equally. If one of his masters can benefit him more than one of the others, he'll trust that master according to his ability. He has to talk on the others, but the 50 kilo partner, you'll have betochen more in him than the 30 kilo partner, but he has betochen in the other one as well. Aval im af echad mehem lo yechol lo la'azik lo rak adon echad bilvad. But if only there's one of the masters, in other words, he was syndicated, and there's one guy who's got signing powers, the others can't do anything. He's the managing director, and the buck stops with him. So he only trusts one, the one that's got the power. As a mukhlaf, if the ochel of lavani, then you obviously has to trust that one only, because others can't help him. He has no hope to get anything from anybody else. If anybody else of the masters wants to do anything for this slave or give anything, he has to get permission from the from the president of the syndicate, yeah? Same as guy buys a property, a partner's buy a property, one guy's in charge. Okay, they're not just walking and start painting the building. There's a managing director. You have to get permission from the boss, even though they're all partners. The one guy was appointed. So too, yeah. When you realize that there's no one in this world can help you, can do anything for you, hurt you, only with Hashem's permission. So first of all, he stops being scared of them. Yachdal, from Loshon poverty. He doesn't have any fear of them, and he has no hope in them for their help. He trusts only Hashem. Shenema, al tiftechu bin divim, bevin adam she'en lo tshuva. Don't trust the even noble people, nedivim, even noble, great, powerful people. Bevin adam she'en lo tshuva. You shouldn't trust people, besides the fact that it says, onu hageva yishavtach b'Hashem. Cursed is the person, one of the plumbers, is somebody who trusts in people. You're cursed. Cursed. Horrible. That's not so simple an avoider. Because why? Why is it not simple? So just don't deal with people. You need something, go straight to Hashem and finished. You lie in bed and that's your panosa comes or doesn't. It's all from Hashem. The problem is Hashem says, go out there and work. Go talk to the bank manager. Go sell your product. Go to the doctor. That's such a push not to trust in them. Because you see that somehow they are helping you. No, they're not. Again, you see these shtadlis fiddles with the betochen. That's why we don't deal with the shtadlis here. You have to know no one can help you, no one can hurt you. That's easy. I'm just sitting, I do no shtadlis. And I get whatever I get. Understand, it's coming from Hashem. The problem is you want to go out there, you got to phone the guy and say, please, can you give me a donation? The guy sends a donation. If you know, it's got nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with that. That's not so simple. If you didn't have to phone anybody and the money just came into your account out of the blue, yeah, then you have a betochen. It's easy. You know, it's only coming from Hashem. But if you have to pick up the phone and phone somebody and he sends a check, now you have to know it's got nothing to do with him. That's not so simple. Hashem said, stay at home and tap on the table 3 times and I'll send you panosa. Then you understand. It's from Hashem. The problem is you have to go out there and do whatever you have to do and make it look real as possible. And then, no, it's got nothing to do with that. That's a void of Hashem. Ishtadas mamash mabalbels et harosh. So you have to daven that the ishtadas doesn't get in the way. But nobody's helping you, nobody's hurting you without the permission of Hashem. So when the shiputz guy's irritating you, when this guy's shouting you, when your wife's being a good nick, whatever, lo mashaneh what? Hashem gave his stamp of approval for this event. Why? Was the best thing for you. That's betochen. Somebody helped you, somebody gave you money. How you have to deal with him in terms of a kol sotoba or whatever, we'll see, he's going to deal with it. It's not a simple sugya at all. Somebody comes and helps you. You're stuck on the side of the road, you've got a flat tire. Yeah, and you're sitting there trying to like work out whatever, you know, whatever. Guy stops and says, can I help you? I've got a flat tire. 2 minutes later, boom, boom, the guy stuck, puts in your tunnel, off he goes. Thank you, Hashem. That guy, for sure, that guy, whatever, I have something to do with him. You see, there's something wrong with that, right? Because you have to have a kol hasatov to him. We'll see, the Chayim HaSalam doesn't let you have a kol hasatov so easily to the guy who changed your tire. We'll get there, we'll deal with it. And the Chayim HaSalam says all about a kol hasatov. If you want to find one common theme running through the entire Chayim HaSalam of us, it's a kol hasatov. If you don't have a kol hasatov, you're not going to Olam Haba. So we'll deal with that when we get there in its place. But that's another one of these problems of when you're dealing only with Hashem and everything comes to you only from Hashem, has nothing to do with anybody else, as the local kach pashut. The loshen he uses makes it a bit easy. Ki in burushus haboyren. Hashem gave permission for this. This guy who wants to hurt you went to Hashem and Hashem said, okay, you got permission. Pulled an application. Application was approved. And now he comes and he scratches your cock. He did it with permission from Hashem. Doesn't mean Hashem did it. Hashem did it. Hashem didn't do it. Yeah, I'm the Rebbe Tetz on how your Bechira affects other people. It's a fascinating sugi. Everyone has to learn it. Just for the limud alone, it's a beautiful limud. See how you unravel restraining and a chrenim in a sugi like this. Moshe's genius, unbelievable. I mean, it's beyond comprehension, the godless of that shir. Okay. But that's Tnai Chamishi, you have to internalize, is probably the central theme of B'tochen. Is nobody can help you and hurt you except Hashem. Somebody once came to a Pinkus, he was complaining about this problem, that problem, that problem. Pinkus said, just 1 second, I just want to give you at the wrong address. I want to give you the correct address. And he wrote down on a piece of paper, Hashem. You go deal with Hashem. You're complaining to the wrong person. You got problems, got complaint to Hashem. He's causing you the problems. And that's not so pleasant to deal with either, like I mentioned yesterday. Okay. We have to know that Hashem's got us covered, a full tov. Why doesn't it feel good? Because it goes against what we want. What Hashem's doing to me. My mother's driving from London last night. She's supposed to land at 9:30. And I'm checking the flight, and the flight's landing at 9:30 at Terminal 1, yeah? So I know if I leave here at about 9:15, I've got plenty of time to get there. But she's in a wheelchair by the time they bring her off, whatever. They're the last people, yeah, plenty of time. I drive here about 9:15 because I want to be early. As I get out of Shemesh, my lights switch off. I got my lights. Boom. My lights. There's something goes on with the chashmal, flicks, whatever. The vinker's going, I can't switch it off. No, it's like, yeah, check the fuse will fine. I got that clear, right? Okay, but I'm stuck. What am I going to do? She's landed. She can't switch to say she's landed 20 minutes early, whatever. You now have to get my mother home. I can sleep, yeah. Lord, wait by yeah. I can phone somebody to come fetch me. My mum is just coming off fish desa. How's she getting home? It's my problem or Hashem's problem? Not my problem. I'm honest. You switched off the lights of my car. You obviously have a very good reason why you don't want me driving right now. I don't know what his reasons are. I still don't know. But if Hashem switches off the lights in my car and I can't drive, that's my problem or Hashem's problem now. Who gets my mother home? Was it my problem? I'll be honest. Now, that's not what I felt. That's not what I felt. But after I analyzed it, that's the truth. Was it Kashua? I'll tell you what happened, okay? That's a woman's question. I'll tell you what happened. I'm asking the avoider here. You sitting on the side of the road. You look at the watch. Your elderly mother, Bleonora, is arriving at the airport.
Yeah.
And there's nowhere to meet her. What? Why is that my problem now? I can have empathy for her, but I was supposed to fetch her there, but Hashem asked me please to go pick up my mother from the airport. I'm doing a mitzvah. It's in my world of Bechira. Hashem says you can't go. I'm not letting you go. I don't know what if. I want to deal with this one first. So it could be that you're negligent. That could be, okay, maybe Hashem made you forget to put in gas. I'm complicated. Let's just deal with what happened. She can phone me and say, where are you? And I said, I'm stuck on the side of the road. I suggest you take a taxi and go home. I can make a suggestion. I can maybe phone a taxi. But Sada, I'm asking you, whose problem is that now? How am I supposed to feel sitting on the side of the road?
The hoods.
No, that's what you're supposed. That's what I was feeling. I know. That's what you're supposed to be feeling. They're avoiding it. Paul. They're not avoiding it.
Therefore, I would say that this is happening. That I'm going to forget my mother or my mother.
Again, I have a responsibility to fetch my mother from the airport. Hashem says to me, I don't want you to go fetch your mother from the airport. How do I look at this? Am I in panic mode? Am I freaking out? What's going to be with my mother? What's it? 1 second. Hashem needs you to look after your mother.
You're supposed to be very disgusting. Get a taxi, sorry.
I'm not sorry. Again. No, I'm talking about in the void of B'tochen here. In the void of B'tochen. You have to say sorry. You don't have to say sorry. Look, I should to B'tochen. I've only got them empathy for her. It's going to be stressful for her. It's going to be difficult for her. She's going to be very disappointed. She's looking forward to seeing her unbelievably wonderful son and whatever. Beset. They put empathy. I'm asking in B'tochen. You're sitting on the side of the road.
Very hard.
What am I supposed to be feeling? I'm just asking.
Michelle,
I think it's possible that a person has to realize, okay, that right now Hashem's telling you, you can't fetch your mother from the airport. And start thinking about what the best way for you to make your status is to get her from the airport home. But you're not supposed to fetch her from the airport. You can't fetch her from the airport. Otherwise, Hashem told you, you can't fetch her from the airport. And again, what the solution to her problem is not my problem right now. I'm working on my avodah habetochen. I'm not trying to solve the problem in the world of ishtadlus. When I'm sitting on the side of, what am I supposed to be feeling? What are you saying? What's going to be with my mother? What's she going to... What are you talking about?
I'm
supposed
to be thinking that I'm meant to be going to the suffering.
No. We're talking about Yelchus Betochen in terms of my responsibility to fetch my mother from the airport. That's what I want to know. Yeah, I can't deal with 55 things at once. That's it.
I turn around and say, you know what?
The first thing I have to deal with is why I'm on the road, why am I going to airport? Because I need to get my mother from airport home. That's my primary responsibility now. Right. In Betochen, how do I feel now that I'm stuck in the sorrow and I can't fetch my mother from the airport?
And you've assessed that you can't fetch your mother. Well,
correct. Again, what her solution is, I don't know. But right now, a Kodesh Baruch Hu's told you, I want you stopped on the side of the road. This is where you're supposed to be now. All the other problems, slowly, in the world of Ishtadlus, you might have to deal with. But in the world of Betochen, a cold talk. That's the best possible. What do you switch off my lights for as I'm driving? I'm supposed to drive with lights off.
I got the first car.
That's his status. I'm not even saying I'm talking the world of a talk. What am I? Excuse me. You never got into the world of a talk. Because his status is getting in your way. Fine. You'll have to work on that. I'm not in the world of his status. How my mother's getting at home now is not my problem.
You have to understand what's going on. You have to know where it's coming from. And then you need to know. And the menuchas nefesh comes from knowing that this is all how it's meant to be.
We just learned that no one can help you and no one can hurt you except Hashem. If I'm sitting on the side of the road with the lights of my car switched off and I'm not allowed to drive right now because it's a sekana nefoshes and my mother's at the airport, ki lo abaya sheli. In the world of Betochen again. Hashem's got her covered. The best thing for her right now is that I'm not picking up from the airport. But, you're not prepared to work the Betochen.
I never get out of bed in the morning, man. I'm going to take care of you no matter what. Why don't you get out of bed?
Again, you keep slipping. You keep slipping into Ishtadlus. Once again, you can't stay in Betochen. You have to get into Betochen first and then talk about whether you can stay there or not. You can't stay outside Betochen and say you can't stay in Betochen. You have to first get in there up to your eyeballs and feel what it feels like. And then we can go about Ishtadlus. We can go about feeling, we can go about Shaklis as well. Ishtadlus is relevant to this just as much as Shaklis is. Okay? Come on.
Please stop and think. Why?
No, I'm not interested in why. Anilokh Patli, why? I don't know what Hashem wants for you. Why Hashem? I'm asking, what is my avoider here? How am I supposed to deal with this very stressful situation as a Baal Betochen? I'm not a Baal Betochen, but how does a Baal Betochen deal with that situation? I'm not asking what he should do. Again, you're studying the same mistake as him. I'm not interested in what I have to do. I'm asking the world of Betochen, how does a Baal Betochen understand what's happening here? Again, when you're in a situation like that as a Baal Betochen, based on what we learned here now, because why did I bring the story up now? Because it's relevant to what we're dealing with now. Tanai Rivi and Tanai Kamishi, if you have those clear, there's nothing going on here. There's nothing major happening here. You're only going to fetch your mother. Hashem switched off the lights. He told you, you can't go. Tada, I can't go. That's it. Okay. Step number one. No one can help me. Nobody can hurt me. Rak Hashem. So that applies to her as well. Okay, whatever status I'll make, I'll phone a taxi, I'll phone her, get her, whatever. They must be, I'll phone Bemchik to pick me up and take me to the airport. They're not kosher. But I know that this is what I share. There's no one else here. It's not because Renault make ridiculous cars and the French don't know how to make cars, and because Papak and now Hashem, I'm on the way to do this biggest mitzvah at 10 o'clock at night. I'm on the way to do this enormous mitzvah. And this is what you do to me. No, none of that. It's a cool shtiyot. That's what I did. It's a shtiyot. It's a cool tov. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. We're talking about a Baal B'Tochen. We want to know how Baal B'Tochen, always when you look at the B'Tochen, you want to know how would a Baal B'Tochen deal with this as opposed to how somebody who's not a Baal B'Tochen would deal with this. So first I want to know, how does a Baal B'Tochen deal with this? His first stop is, thank you, Hashem. I'm exactly where I need to be. Fine, got it clear. Okay, what I have to do now, what's my shtadlis per se, I'll deal with these shtadlis. But there's nothing going on here. There's nothing outrageously major going on here, except that Hashem doesn't want you on the road right now. Why not? I don't know. And as far as the person you're going to fetch at the airport, Hashem doesn't want you to pick them up from the airport. He's got other plans for them that you can't even begin to fathom because his thoughts are much bigger than yours. So it's all good. Everything's, the universe is unfolding bidyuk the way it should. But it's not what I want. Oh, that's where the friction starts. So, but B'Tochen says what? Ain be yodoy lo lohoil ve lo lahazik lo laatzmoy ve lo lachemim. If I don't fetch my mother in the airport, it's not me that's causing her the inconvenience and she's going to be worried and whatever. Tak, 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 tak. Ze lo ani. Kim b'reshus ha-boyle. Hashem gave approval for this whole event. And then there's no one else involved. Not like somebody bumped into me because they were drunk and driving. This is poshut Hashem. Are you driving the light switch off? And then 5 minutes later, the light switched on and I went to the airport and picked her up.
That's what happened?
That's what happened. And I found like a short circuit, whatever, and I fiddled with the wires and the light switched on.
Oh, you did something.
I thought you have to make some ishtadlis once you've worked out that it's coming. I never said you potter from ishtadlis, but you have to be betochen before they can be ishtadlis. What's your status look like? Your status says, okay, now I've got to put on tefillin. Okay, so put on tefillin. Now it's one Kriyashma. Say Kriyashma. I have to make your status. You make your status. I'm not talking about what I did. I'm talking about the way a Baal B'Tochen would deal with this. I started kicking frantically and somehow I hit the right wire. And then I'm sitting patiently at Terminal 1, very happy I've got a parking right outside, waiting for the call me, and then they'll bring it to the car. Woman phones me, where are you? I tell her where I am. She says, you're at Terminal 1. I said, correct. It says here that they're arriving. She said, no, they're Terminal 3. Why did the airline tell me they were named Terminal 1? I don't know. Now, it's only a 15-minute drive from Terminal 1 to Terminal 3. So my mother, whatever she had to go through, she had to go through. I'm just saying, Baal B'Tochen understands. They're calling Baruchus HaBoyerim. He was busy dealing with something, so they sent me the wrong information. I was supposed to be at Terminal 1. She was supposed to wait until I got to Terminal 3. I called Tov. That's how Baal B'Tochen looks at these stories. Now go have a look and see where you're holding. And accept where you're holding without the eye butts offs. Yeah, I'm holding, yeah. That's accepting reality. Now you start working how to get from real to ideal. You should find it. That's Tanai Hamifi.